Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The second hour, it's Mark with you.
And Jay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you want to participate in this open forum here on the radio, I mean, that's the whole purpose of Free Talk Live, is to open up the airwaves and hear people's opinions on whatever topic it is that they want to bring up. Now, obviously, we're going to ask questions, and sometimes we won't agree. But it's available to you.
Do any of the listeners have any speculation on what the media is distracting the masses from with this impeachment? I'd love to hear some thoughts or some conspiracy theories or some ideas.
I don't know, but I know that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that, too.
And
he's got a lot of friends that...
if he didn't kill himself, then somebody killed him, or he isn't... Or he faked his death, one of the two, in which case, who killed him and who helped him escape his punishment?
And, you know, like, you know, the smoking gun here, the World Trade number 7 is Ghislaine Maxwell. How come she's not being, you know, how come it's not a warrant out for her arrest? How come Interpol's not looking for her?
They want her testimony. She's not nearly as interesting because she's not a billionaire.
Yeah, well, they don't want her testimony. You think they want it? Who's they?
I don't know who wants what. I think Giselle better watch out or she might wake up dead. Let's go to the phones. We got Gene, the Christian anarchist, call again. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, of course. I tried to take a call here on the Discord lines. And
I do have a theory why the Democrats are so hardcore on this impeachment thing. They really, really want to make sure Trump wins, because I think a lot of them are... pretty sure that the you know, the economy is going to take a total dump. The U.S. dollar might go bust with the BRICS nations are doing their own trades and their own you know, currency. BRICS being
What are BRICS?
BRICS nations would be Brazil, Russia, India, China, and
the sort of up and coming economies, or the economies that aren't quite as large as the United States, but big enough that they can tell people to go F themselves if they feel like it?
Combined, they're all bigger than, any two of them are bigger than the United States, I believe.
Hmm.
Not any two of them, but definitely like Russia and China, you know, combined, or China and any of them.
Okay.
But they, well, they got to go through this SWIFT system. And Iran's in on this too. They want to buy oil from Iran. They want to buy natural gas from Iran. They want to, and, you know, and Iran has it and wants to sell it.
Wants to sell it, yeah.
And Iran should be able to. And, you know, they want to use cryptocurrency because they can go around sanctions, just like Brad Sherman said Bitcoin can do. It can negate the U.S. sanctions, which is a beautiful thing. And these countries are going to do it. And I don't really think there's much the United States can do about it. The United States can't go to war with China or Russia. I mean, they can try, but it's going to be stupid. I mean, and also, you know, this whole BRICS, you know, trade summit is almost like the prequel to Red Dawn. You remember that movie?
Wolverines!
where the Russians and the Koreans, you know, invaded the Western United States together. But
I thought it was the first the Russians and then the North Koreans. Like there are two movies, two versions of it.
Oh, I could have that screwed up. I honestly don't know. I mean, I've watched both movies, and you know, this is the reason you need to go attend your local gun church, you know, a couple times a year and practice shooting your guns and learn about new guns and things like that, because just in case Red Dawn's happening, you know, it's better to be prepared than to not be prepared. And shooting guns with your friends is fun.
I think the problem with taking that call was completely my fault. So let's go back to the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, here on the Discord lines. Listen to how great it sounds. Gene, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was up flying around in my airplane today, and I saw all those guys
up there. Oh, go rub it in.
Yeah, they were all up there spraying the heck out of us with those chemtrails. They were just all over the place, one after the other.
What are these, crop dusters?
And I was about dying there. I couldn't hardly breathe. I was choking so bad.
So I'm confused.
Did you get video?
What were they spraying? Did you get some video? What are we talking about here?
No, I didn't get any video because I'm just making fun of the chemtrail people because there are no chemtrails. They're contrails. They're
clouds.
They're basically water vapor that condenses due to combustion of the jet engines in the airliners under certain conditions and at certain altitudes. So
sometimes you can see them crisscross in the sky, though. I mean, it's amazing to see, especially in a place where there's a lot of planes going by.
And it's all easily explained because the reason you see those crisscross patterns is because airplanes travel along something called Victor Airways. So in other words, one airline follows another airline, follows another airline. So if a plane goes by, say, every 10 minutes on the same track, and then as they go by, they leave their contrail, and then the wind, which is at altitude, will blow that contrail over so many, like a mile or whatever, and then another plane will come by and put a fresh contrail across that same track. And then that one will slowly get blown over to the side. Another plane will come by. You see how this works. And then there'll be another contrail that'll be 90 degrees or 60 degrees adjacent, out of parallel to that one. So that one will crisscross. And then another plane will come by and the wind will blow that one over. This is how it happens. And I've explained to people many, many times that if they want to know what airplane that is, if they're looking up at the sky and they're seeing a plane and it's laying a contrail, then all they have to do is put an app on their phone. The one I use is called Flight Radar 24. Flight Radar 24. There's a couple of different apps that you can put on your phone.
And all the planes are tracked. I mean, I've seen this on online. Yeah.
Yep. But you can figure out exactly which airplane that is if you have that app, because you can look up and look at your phone and you can say, oh, well, that's United Airlines Flight 2324 flying from San Francisco to New York. And it'll say that right there. So it's an airliner. It's not a spraying plane.
Now, I got a question for you, Gene. What about so John O'Brien, the director of the CIA, there's a video, and I got it up here. I haven't watched it in a little while, but he talks about weather modification and geo aerosol spraying and how you can, you can make it, good weather here and you can make it bad weather here. And he kind of, in this video, he talks about how, you can make the weather really bad in some places purposely. And he, has this, evil chuckle kind of, that he has to try to contain in this. And during the break, I'm going to play this video.
So there is some, there is some truth to these things. This is how, there's always a certain amount of truth and also a certain amount of deceit going on in almost everything you hear. Now, there is truth to the fact that experiments have been made spraying stuff in the atmosphere to change the weather. Also, things have been sprayed into the atmosphere to try and experiment with over-the-horizon radar. These are things that are documented. They have happened, but they're not currently being experimented with. The weather modification thing turned out to be a big dud. Basically, it's what's called cloud seeding. And it was kind of hit or miss, and sometimes it would work, sometimes it didn't work. So it's really not worth the effort to try and make it work.
They have to be efficient about anything. I mean, these are the guys that spend $50,000 on a hammer. I mean,
you're right there. All they do is waste money. But the thing is, if you had the amount of airplanes that it took to put all those trails in the sky, you would have to have tens of thousands of airplanes with twice that many pilots flying them. Where are all these pilots? How come you're not getting pilots that are, you know, if they've got 50,000 pilots in the air doing all this crazy spraying stuff, how come not one of them have come forward and said, here, yeah, we were doing it, and here's some video. I got video of the airplane and all the stuff in it and blah, blah, blah. Yes, there have been some pictures of experimental airplanes with tanks and stuff.
Yeah, that's basically for weight distribution to mimic passengers. Thanks for the calls, Gene. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450, free as in freedom. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, as Gene, the Christian anarchist, just did. He wanted to talk about chemtrails. Robin Georgia's on the line. We'll get right to him here in just one moment. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is, in my opinion, the premier website for anybody who's interested in cryptocurrency. This is where you got to go before you go anyplace else. You can get a wallet there. You can buy cryptocurrency there, Bitcoin Cash specifically. And they've made it possible. You know, they put together local.bitcoin.com, which makes it possible to buy Bitcoin Cash with no ID requirements to sign up for and to use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. They're responsible for creating a global trading platform that respects your privacy. And nobody in the cryptocurrency is trying any of this. Cryptocurrency was about privacy and was about empowerment, and it's all gone the other way. Check them out at Bitcoin.com. You can go to, do your trading there at local.bitcoin.com.
This is the reason Bitcoin.com is, or Bitcoin Cash is one of my favorite cryptos, is because the people really behind Bitcoin Cash are, they're actual people who love liberty. They want to not empower the government. They're about not feeding this parasite, not complying with it. And that's why one of the main reasons I really like them. They're like Satoshi Nakamoto's original vision. They're really sticking with it at Bitcoin Cash.
Let's go to Rob in Georgia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Evening, gentlemen. I really
I'm sorry, did I gender you? Excuse me.
Oh, I think you got. I think it was a safe guess, I think.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to give a take on the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Talk right into your phone, if you would, please, Rob.
Oh, sure. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I wanted to give my take on the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing that you brought up a few minutes ago. So,
yep, go right ahead.
In the years immediately following 9/11, as the Internet became more prevalent as a public square and a public forum, you saw the sort of memification of the 9/11 topic. Internet memes like Bush did 9/11 and jet fuel can't melt steel beams. You've seen these on the Internet, I'm sure.
Yep.
It was turned into a joke. And you're starting to see sort of the same thing with the Jeffrey Epstein thing. The Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself meme has become so prevalent. And it's almost like it's being allowed to proliferate. It's being allowed to grow so that we view it more as a joke. And the more we're posting these Internet memes and we're laughing at the topic, subject matter, we're not rioting, because this is the crime of the century. Jeffrey Epstein is the case of the century when it comes to these ultra-powerful people and blackmail material and intelligence operations.
Well, the American people are very, very pacified, whether it's through entertainment, through chemicals, through, you know, fluoride in the water. I got a friend, Bob Anderson. He always asks people who were like of a libertarian mindset if they grew up on fluoridated water. And
I didn't. I mean, almost never was I in any place that I drank fluoridated water.
And pretty much everyone he talks to, I wasn't on fluoridated water is most of the answer of the people who are like these open-minded thinkers. And then there's people who, you know, they get out of the cities and they start using a Berkey if they're still in a city and taking fluoride out.
Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, is a liberal bastion, and there's very few libertarians here, and we don't have chlorine in the water here.
Fluoride in the water, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, fluoride in the water here. So I don't know whether that stands up. I'd be interested in finding out more. But
pacified many ways. The American people, like, they really just don't care. They're all about their sports ball worship and their this team versus that team nonsense.
Rob?
You're right. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking my call.
So the memification aspect of this, I want to get a little bit more. So you feel like somehow, talking about it in a jocular fashion takes the gravity out of it, and therefore, we're not going to see any movement. In the same way that nothing happened with the shooting of Harambe, right? I mean, no protocols at zoos were changed over the amazing amount of posts that have referenced this shot gorilla, this dead gorilla. This is sort of the same situation with Epstein.
Absolutely right. When you have this horrifying subject matter, this topic that is too heavy for most people to even process, and maybe I'm looking too far into this. Maybe this is just humanity's way of coping with horrific subject matter.
or things that they really have no power over, because honestly, if some dark cabal of pedophiles had Jeffrey Epstein murdered in jail, there's honestly nothing that you or I, the average truck driver or dishwasher or plumber, is going to do about any of this stuff, honestly. I mean, we could talk about it, but...
And you're hearing reports on how CPS, Child Protective Services in the United States, is responsible for 60% of the human trafficking in the world. A crazy, what, 600 and something thousand children just disappear in the United States.
I haven't heard anything like that.
That is an insane number. I mean, I read an article about this the other day. I should have put it in the show prep, but and you start reading these things, these articles, they piss me off. They actually make me sick. I don't even want to read them. And, you know, and they're complaining about CO2, which is like this, you know, almost nothing, in the atmosphere, and they're, you know, and this, all this other nonsense. I mean, the media is just, it's mushroom management. The way you grow mushrooms, you feed it crap and you keep it in the dark.
Rob?
Yeah, very good, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Take care.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And this topic is a little odd and off the wall, but I think the libertarians in the bunch will appreciate it. So, Jay, have you ever run across anybody who said that if you want no government, why don't you move to Somalia?
Oh, several times.
So this has happened to you more than once, because I can tell you it's certainly happened to me. And there's a really great video out there that's very entertaining a couple of libertarians that go to Somalia, and she's like, I have cholera, or something, and at the end of it, it's clever. There's no doubt about it. But Tom Woods decided, for those that don't know, Tom Woods is one of the better thinkers, one of the more exciting thinkers in the libertarian realm right now. He's got his own podcast, and, I love him. And
he's been making a lot of appearances on Boom Bust and RT, and I love Tom Woods. He does. I hope he sticks with this RT gig he's been doing. He's on Boom Bust. I forget what the other one is, Crosstalk or something. But he does such a great job. Him and this Asian girl, Christy I, they're a really good team on Boom Bust. I appreciate them a lot.
Yeah, and Tom Woods has been here on Free Talk Live, I think, multiple times, but certainly at least once. Notably, he came for Thanksgiving one time here at the Free Talk Live studios.
You know, cool.
He was in town, and he's like, "Well, I'll make the 2-hour drive out to see you guys." And so,
Tom Woods really needs to come to Forkfest, because Forkfest, the original Forkfest, was literally called Somalia Fest.
That's true. One point that was true. The number, 855-450-3733. And it was to lampoon that very situation. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a day of hearings wrapped up on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee, there were lots of fireworks.
Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, he was referring to comments made by Stanford professor Kamala Carlin, who brought Barron Trump, President Trump's son, into the fray in her comments and testimony. She did later apologize for those comments, but also added she would like President Trump to apologize as well for some of the things he's done. Ride-hailing company Lyft is being sued for the sexual assault of 20 female passengers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
So we have this story. This was an email that was sent around to people on Tom Woods' list, but I just thought it was so good that I wanted to read it. Before we go on, I want to talk to you about Alpha Male 2.0. Have you heard of Caleb Jones? He's the creator of Alpha Male 2.0, and he will be hosting a free live webinar complete with Q&A on December the 10th. At 8 p.m. That's a Free Talk Live hosted webinar. You can register at alpha.freetalklive.com. Alpha.freetalklive.com. Caleb's taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and to date women under their terms. What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped in a relationship with rules like monogamy? And I really considered it, but well, there you go. To some, what Caleb teaches is controversial. However, he is not creating sound bites for shock value. He believes deeply in Alpha Male 2.0 and their way of life, and he wants to help you be more than just a beta male or even more than an alpha male. He wants to help you become an Alpha Male 2.0. Attend our live Free Talk Live webinar Tuesday, December the 10th at 8 p.m. Register now at alpha.freetalklive.com. The advantage of going there now is you get you get signed up and get the emails, that sort of thing. alpha.freetalklive.com. And that's where we're going to have the event, and that's where you sign up. alpha.freetalklive.com.
I just don't understand where guys like get the time to have like more than one girlfriend or wife and sister wives or whatever they want to call it. I just It's like, I ain't got enough time to hang out with my wife, never mind, you know, throwing anyone else into the mix.
Take the course. Maybe they just flock to you like gnats. I have no idea. Going on here with the article from Tom Woods. To this day, I find myself replying on Twitter to people who genuinely think that it's a devastating argument that to send libertarians to Somalia. If you want to live in your libertarian paradise, you should move to Somalia. Whenever I see this, I know I'm not dealing with the sharpest knife in the drawer. Probably because Somalia isn't stateless, but whatever. I recently saw someone on Twitter post a photo of a page in a textbook that he was forced to use in college, and it brought up the Somalia example. If you're a libertarian or an anarchist who believes states are a threat to freedom, you should consider moving to Somalia. That's the first sentence on the page. Subtle.
Yeah, is that what the colonists should have done when they, instead of revolting,
Right, it's a great argument, is that why didn't George Washington just leave if he didn't like the King of England,
And the problem is this: there is a global government that wants to rule and enslave and collect taxes. I mean, this carbon nonsense. I mean, who thinks that by giving some, global organization money for, pounds of carbon that you may or may not produce is going to fix anything?
And, for the people that have a problem with, well, it's local rules, so it's okay. Honolulu is farther from Washington, D.C. than London was from Boston. It's a good distance farther. And I suspect Anchorage is farther from Washington, D.C. I suspect, the capital of Guam, American Samoa, the Micronesian states, whatever they might be.
Anyone who says to go live in Somalia just doesn't have a good argument.
They don't want to have a conversation about what's wrong.
Because they know they're going to get destroyed.
Now, I will say this. If your paradise exists, if there was a libertarian place on the planet that was sufficiently more libertarian in the ways that I'm interested in than New Hampshire, I would move there.
So would I.
Right? So I am willing to do it should this place exist. Now, I'm a voluntarist, so I believe that all interactions should be voluntary, which means that I don't believe in any organization that uses force to to deal with uninitiated force to deal with a problem. So I believe taxation's theft. And that pretty much precludes every spot on the planet, number one. Now, personally, I don't need hookers, legal weed, casinos,
cigarettes,
gay marriage, most of the things out there that that are social.
We don't need state-sanctioned marriage whatsoever. Why are people wanting the state to be a partner in their marriage? I mean,
I agree with you. I got married because my wife at the time, she worked for the state of Florida, and if we got married, I could get an operation on my septum that I needed. So I was like, all right. So it's going to cost us $100 to get this marriage certificate, and then I get this operation. I guess I'm in. And so I, took the 30 pieces of silver, as they say, and so far it's worked out just fine. Obviously, the government will get their money on the way out.
I think there was a little more reason for you guys to get married than just to get the the cheap health care.
How's that?
Well, because, that's not the only reason you married her.
I mean,
that's
the government married.
You got
marriage.
The government permission slip.
Right. I mean, I could have just we could have just had a service at the church and everything would have been fine. I've performed a few services, yours included, where it was stateless. But in my case, I got a marriage certificate, a license from the government. And the reason is she worked for the government. So, for me, my main concern is sort of two. One, taxation is too high in many districts, and oftentimes I feel that way about New Hampshire. As a matter of fact, I think taxation was lower in Florida, where I lived previously. Number two, I really have a problem with government schools, because essentially they're useless government indoctrination centers that are for lower and middle class kids. The upper class people and the teachers, they don't send their kids to these schools. But they get the rest of us to send our kids there, and I think that they're, you know, just largely useless, and they're a net negative.
Absolutely. I really like your take on your libertarians idea where you, a couple of years ago, you explained out real nice, the school system and how we could transfer by basically giving ownership of the schools.
I have to give Ian credit on that one. He came up with this or at least read it someplace.
Well, you explain it very well.
Thank you. The notion is, and I think that this is true for pretty much every government program that's useful, that has some use to it. So no one's going to say that school's a bad idea and you shouldn't send your kids to school. But I would say that a state-run school has in it some inherent problems, and all I have to do is use statistics to prove it. But what if we just went ahead and gave those schools to the teachers, the janitors, and the administrators that currently work at it, and then they get a whole business wrapped up with a bow delivered to them, and then they can run it.
The hard part's done. The infrastructure's there. The $6 million building's there. Yep. All the stuff is there. They got all the supplies.
Give them 2 years' warning. Let them know that it's going to happen. And that way they can begin doing things like, fundraising and doing tuition costs and figuring it all out. And also give them the power to deny somebody an education. Because one of the biggest problems that we have in this country is that teachers are dealing with students that they can't get rid of.
Right, and who have parents that don't care. And one of the things I've been bringing up to, I talked to a teacher the other day, and I says, do you and your partners at work, your coworkers, feel like your hands are tied by higher authority? She goes, oh, yeah. She says, if it's not a violation of some state regulation, it's a violation of some federal regulation. And she's like, and there's this red tape, and it's, this, that. I go,
it makes working conditions deplorable.
I go, wouldn't it be better if you and all your coworkers held shares in that particular school, and you guys ran and controlled it, and you set your own policies? And then wouldn't it be great if there was a competing school a few miles down the road where they did that, and maybe one school was based a little more on, classical type things, and another school was based maybe on agriculture or whatever, and people could choose, where they spend their money? And she kind of liked that idea.
Yeah. But once you say privatized, it's all over. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
And Jay.
So, talking about this article written by Tom Woods about people suggesting that libertarians move to Somalia. And I won't go on with that here shortly, but first I want to talk to you about liberty.menu. So, if you've ever been suggested that you need to move to Somalia, then perhaps you are a libertarian and one that's interested in doing business with other libertarians, people who are like-minded. Well, check out liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events and businesses and digital content. Listings could be rated and reviewed, and there's even a social networking aspect to it, where you can connect and share with others. The use of liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. The non-aggression principle means that you reject the initiation of force. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL. You get a special badge. It's free already, so all we can give you is a special badge. But we sponsored it because we believe in this. People have been asking us for this for years. Liberty.menu. So going on with Tom Woods here, apparently a textbook actually suggests that if you're a libertarian or an anarchist that you should move to Somalia. The offending book, if you're curious, is The Good Society, An Introduction to Comparative Politics. This is a textbook. It's by Alan Draper and Ansel Ramsey.
So this is something that's given to further brainwash kids in public day prison?
Sure. And, I mean, you know, these people are full of nonsense when it comes to arguing against libertarianism, because there's really nothing but nonsense out there. One of them is the argument from ignorance. Well, if libertarianism is such a good idea, why hasn't anyone tried it? Why haven't we tried this? Well, the answer is it's been tried. As a matter of fact, private communities exist all over the world. Special economic zones are private cutouts, basically. Resorts are where people go to live under different rules and live together communally. cruise ships are their own floating cities with their own rules. No one's talking about people running around with the hunting knives in their teeth, eviscerating each other over, the most petty of disagreements.
Yeah, that only happens where people can't own guns, like in England.
Right. That happens where there is government. So here we go. Here we have an academic textbook literally urging libertarians to move to Somalia if they hate states so much. In other words, it's written at the level of, you like carrots? Well, why don't you marry one? From third grade. Without a state, we read, Somalia under statelessness descended into a Hobbesian state of nature where life is nasty, brutish, and short.
Speaking of Somalia, hasn't, like, the U.S. military and CIA been, like, destabilizing the crap out of Somalia forever?
Decades, yeah. And other Western states, too. The U.N. After two whole paragraphs on the situation in Somalia, we get study questions. If you look really, really closely, you may detect a very slight bias in these questions. Which is preferable, bad government or no government?
I would say no government.
Why hasn't... Well, yeah, I don't know. Ask the people in Stalin's gulag.
What is preferable? A really bad cancer or no cancer?
Why hasn't Somalia, without a state, become the paradise that libertarians anticipate? I don't know that they've addressed that, but, it's...
You can't be sending SEAL Team 6 in there to do special operations, every couple of years and, shooting people and then support one warlord in there and support another warlord. I mean, I wonder what the economic hitman knows about Somalia, I mean, he probably has some input.
Now, for one thing... was there ever a libertarian who predicted a stateless Somalia or a stateless anywhere else, that it would be a paradise? So libertarians don't propose that. Libertarians only say that the state is inefficient. But more importantly, if we're going to get a picture of what's worth that's worth anything of a life in Somalia without a state, the correct comparison to make is not between Somalia and the United States. The comparison most writers like this are implicitly making, but between Somalia and comparable African countries. And on that front, Somalia, during its stateless period, comes out pretty darn well. In most metrics of living standards, it held steady or improved. So, Somalia, stateless, didn't actually descend into some Hobbesian state where life was brutish and short or any of these other things that was predicted. What's the other one? Nasty. Nasty, brutish, and short. In fact, it held pretty comparable to itself during the stateless time frame, which is to say, the government wasn't really doing anything to make life better.
Is there a listener listening that would turn into an absolute murdering, raging psychopath if the government disappeared tomorrow?
Right. I mean, if...
Please call in.
First off, if you decided to go on a murdering rampage, this is what some people predict. Somebody goes on a murdering rampage. I don't know about you, but America's got 600 million guns. Do you really want to go on a murdering rampage?
And,
there's two guns for every American?
I might know one or two, bad actors. And one of the bad actors I'm thinking of, I don't personally know him. He's just an a-hole that, is a troll. But the people I've surrounded myself with and I know they're all real decent, good people. Most of them are people I trust with guns. They're just the number of good people so much outweighs the number of bad people. I really, really believe that.
So it says in most metrics of living standards, Somalia held steady or improved. In the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization, 2008, Professor Benjamin Powell and his colleagues wrote, "This paper's main contribution to the literature has been to compare Somalia's living standards to those of 41 other sub-Saharan African countries, both before and after the collapse of the national government." That sounds like the way to do it. Compare Somalia before the collapse of the national government and after the collapse of the national government, and compare it to its contemporaries right there in Africa. We find that Somalia's living standards have generally improved and that they compare relatively. This is a quote from the paper from the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization in 2008. We find that Somalia's living standards have generally improved and that they compare relatively favorably to many existing African states. Importantly, we find that Somali living standards have often improved, not just in absolute terms, but also in relative to other African countries since the collapse of the Somali central government. All right, so Somalia not only is holding fine against its own comparison against itself, but it's also beating out some African states in some metrics. So when somebody says move to Somalia, you mean to a place that's gotten better without its central government?
And I mean, do you and I really even know anything about Somalia the same way? I mean, do we know anything about North Korea? Do we know anything
about... I saw Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, right. Is it, you know, just a Hollywood depiction, you know?
I saw that boat, the movie where the Somali guy takes over the boat.
Yeah.
I am the captain now, or something like that.
Right.
Look at me.
And, you know, merchant marines, merchant vessels and, like, fishing vessels are not supposed to have firearms. You know, that's how you solve that problem. If all these merchant vessels were just heavily armed, and it ain't no pirates coming in there and doing nothing, especially in, you know, some little skiff. And I think I made an incorrect statement earlier.
Uh-huh.
This article was done by Tom Woods, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wrote down Ben Swan here. It is Ben Swan who's on RT. Not Tom Woods.
Okay.
Both of those guys are great guys.
Oh, sure.
And I just got them a little confused, so hopefully nobody's offended.
I'm sure they both appreciate it, honestly. Economist Peter Leeson in Anarchy Unbound, Cambridge University Press, reports similar findings. Yes, Somalia ranked low in some categories during the stateless period, but that's where it ranked before the statelessness, too. And if anything, it actually made progress in those categories. Life expectancy was up, for instance, and infant mortality was down.
And what's the infrastructure in Somalia? Aren't they, like, you know, 10 decades behind the United States? I mean, how many houses have, you know, running water and, you know, electricity that works every day?
I have no idea, but I think that the comparisons that are made here are much fairer than anything I've ever heard. You know, to me, it was always just like, well, Somalia's not stateless. It has warlords, which is effectively all that any government is, honestly.
Years ago, the Somalis rejected GMO corn from the United States. They didn't want to feed it to their cows, so it made their cows sick.
Yeah, so pretty obviously, these authors had no interest in reporting fact. They didn't look at any of these papers. They just... You know, they just spew their talking points. What do you think? 855-450-3733.
Definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICA GoldSilver.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.